We now have a special item that we would like to insert into the agenda today.
Mayor, I move that we suspend the rules.
Rules so suspended. And that means if anybody wants to roast Commissioner Saltzman, you're certainly allowed to do that. It is no longer considered heckling under the suspension of the rules. I'd like to have the honor of reading a proclamation on behalf of the entirety of the Portland City Council. And then it's my understanding we have a video. Is that correct? I'm told we do. And so we'll see if that comes to fruition. And then I would like to leave room for us to make some comments before we allow Commissioner Saltzman to gavel us out of his final meeting with the Portland City Council. So I'm going to give him the gavel so I don't forget to do that.
Okay.
Later on.
Keep things under control here.
I'll do my level best. Whereas Commissioner Dan Saltzman is a Portland resident who has dedicated over 30 years of his life to public service. And whereas Commissioner Saltzman's staff and family have continually supported him during that time. And whereas Commissioner Saltzman, during his tenure at City Hall, has served with four mayors, seven commissioners, and three auditors. And whereas, within the past 25 years, Commissioner Saltzman is the only non-mayor to oversee the Portland Police Bureau. And whereas, in 2016, Multnomah County Chair Deborah Cafori and Commissioner Dan Saltzman partnered to merge the city and the county's efforts to address the crisis of individuals and families experiencing homelessness into one focused entity known as the Joint Office for Homeless Services. And whereas Commissioner Saltzman directed the Portland Housing Bureau and the Portland Bureau of Planning and Sustainability to create the inclusionary housing policy that over time will create more affordable housing than any publicly funded effort. And whereas his proudest accomplishment is creating the Portland Children Levy, which funds proven, cost-effective programs that achieve positive results for youth and their families. Now, therefore, I, Ted Wheeler, the mayor of the city of Portland, Oregon, the City of Roses, do hereby proclaim December 20th, 2018, to be Dan Saltzman Day in Portland and encourage all to observe.
Mayor. Hi, Dan. I want to thank you for 25 incredible years of service to the city of Portland and to Multnomah County.
You devoted a big chunk of your life to the service of others, actually to the service of us. So as a Portlander, I just want to say thank you.
Thank you for investing in community, being a leader, being a person who keeps their word, integrity, character, and all that you've been. But ultimately, thanks for just being a good friend.
Dan, on behalf of Volunteers of America Oregon and me personally, thank you for your service to our community.
Hey Dan, thank you for all that you have done for the Native Americans and Family Center.
On behalf of the men and women of Portland Fire, Dan, I just want to say thank you.
Well, I heard that Dan Saltzman is going to be leaving the city council. I have absolutely no idea why that would ever happen.
Dan, I remember when you first proposed the Portland Children's Levy. I thought to myself, can he really do that? You did, Dan, you did. Congratulations on the Portland Children's Levy, 16 years of doing very good things for our community's kids.
Thank you, Dan, for the Portland Children's Levy.
When you came to visit Kairos, you were one of our first commissioners to come visit us, and you were playing with the children and talking with them, and we were able to interact with them in a really authentic, genuine way.
Thank you on behalf of all of the domestic violence survivors and their children that you've helped. Without you, we wouldn't have a gateway center. And because of you, thousands of survivors and their children have achieved safety, reach stability, and improve their qualities of life.
I appreciate the work that you've done for the arts, for the housing, and certainly for Miracles Club. Without you, we couldn't do what we've done. Thank you, Dan, and we wish you the absolute best in the future.
The Miracles Club, to help people change their lives in recovery, your contribution and your impact has meant so much to not just the Miracles Club and its members, but also to our community.
You are so instrumental in helping us to develop the Asian Family Center, and that has been one of the most significant development for the Asian community in the city of Portland.
I'll always remember the consideration you put into your thinking and keeping in mind those that needed you at critical moments.
I have been grateful to know you and work with you. Have a great retirement.
I got to spend a big part of my public service career as your colleague, and I saw you lead with integrity and compassion and competence every step of the way.
Commissioner Saltzman, ever since you strolled in to my congressional office years ago when I was a young congressman and you were a young engineer, public service has been in your DNA.
From the central city planning process to new transportation ideas, getting more affordable housing out there, making sure that the community's safe, you've been a stalwart partner.
Thank you and congratulations, Commissioner Saltzman.
Thank you, Dan Saltzman, for your service to our county and our city.
And when you look at not only what you've done in your tenure, but what you have inspired and encouraged others to do, that really magnifies what you've been able to accomplish and what you will continue to accomplish.
He's kept me on my toes for 10 years. He has set a standard for public service for his colleagues and others who serve in government, and Dan will be greatly missed.
Thank you, Dan, for conceiving of and bringing to life the Portland Children's Levy. You've changed the lives of thousands of children in our city.
From all of us at Multnomah County, we just want to say thank you, Dan. Thank you for bringing your heart and your passion for kids to your job every day.
And the results of your relentless focus and your commitment can be seen everywhere in this city, but especially in the eyes of children who really just needed somebody to be on their side. It was an honor to help you.
Now you have time, Dan. Look at me. I'm wearing tennis shoes and jeans. Dan, you too. Can wear tennis shoes and jeans.
And no matter where you go or what you do, I want you to know this. You're always going to be my friend. So thank you.
Now, I hope that your next endeavors will be amazing, that you'll get a chance to rest and play and do something creative.
You know that we'll be asking for your ideas.
We're going to be calling you for free service, for continued service and friendship. Shalom, my friend. I love you.
And as Smokey Robinson sings, and I won't sing it, someday we'll be together. Until that time, God bless.
Dan, some of your colleagues wanted to say a few brief words, and of course, if you'd like to say something, we'd certainly like to hear any comments you may have. And I've said most of what I wanted to say before, but I'll say it again here because this is a lot of the people here are the city family. Dan led with courage, and he led with conviction. And I said the other day at our City Hall function that I found that very inspirational. In a time when we are divided, it's more important than ever that people have a clear North Star. And Dan always had a very, very clear North Star. And therefore, he ultimately was a very courageous leader in terms of how he helped guide the city. And when you look at the kinds of things he accomplished, and we always just mention a few, but keep in mind over his tenure, there are hundreds and hundreds of important policy decisions, important leadership moments that Dan experienced and rose to the challenge during his tenure. But when I look at the children's levy and I think about the innovative leadership that that provided, and I talked the other day about how when the U.S. Speaker of the House was in Portland, she stopped when she saw one of the children's levy signs in the front yard and was just fascinated by it. That was your leadership. The preference policy, and today we added another 169 units to the preference policy in North Northeast Portland. That would not have gotten off the ground without Commissioner Saltzman, and it was a very, very cutting edge and risky proposition when it was first proposed. And now here it is several years later, and it's working the way people had envisioned. The Gateway Center for Domestic Violence, that would not have come to fruition without Dan Saltzman's consistent push, courageous leadership, and his ability to really get into the weeds and problem solve on how to make that a reality. And of course, the inclusionary housing program that the city's currently undertaking, which, as we noted earlier, over the long run is going to create more affordable housing than any other specific policy that we'll have the ability to put in place with regard to incentivization. So, Dan, you've been bold. You've been brave. You have operated with a clear sense of value and conviction. You are an inspiration to me, and you are an inspiration to everyone else in this community. And we thank you for your leadership, and we thank you for what you have done not only today, but what your leadership will mean for future generations. Thank you.
Thank you, Mayor. I appreciate that very much.
So 10 years ago, when I was elected to the council, the first story that I remember reading mentioned me as the youngest member of the council, and the newest member, not the youngest, excuse me, the most junior member of the council.
I'm the youngest now.
With Dan's departure, I now become the most senior, and that happened quickly over 10 years. Dan and I have anchored this end of the dais, and you can generally distinguish between our end and the other end if you followed us the last 10 years, and I think that the constant difference is there's always been a lot more heat at that end than there is at this end, and I don't have to go into any of the details. One of the things that Commissioner Saltzman has never gotten enough credit for is his dry sense of humor. And he and I have sat through some very long hearings, and we've had long weeks up here. And from time to time, I've sought relief by just engaging him, and he always had something funny to say about the predicament we found ourselves in. And he's not flashy with his humor, and he's not flashy as a person, but he is extremely funny. And it's been an honor to sit next to Dan. And what I'd like to add to the mayor's excellent comments is that if you've watched Dan in his public service, he's left a roadmap for the people that are going to follow. And he is steady. He has been very clear about his priorities. And remember, this is a roadmap. This is in the nature of advice that others would benefit, including myself, from following. He's been clear about his priorities and focused on the priorities. There is a general rule of thumb in this unusual form of government that compels each of us to have a working understanding of what the priorities of each of our colleagues are. And if you want to be successful in this form of government, you have to get up every day knowing what the other four people care about, and you have to constantly look for opportunities to nurture those interests, and then it comes back to you 10 times over. But it's really one of our jobs is to know clearly what does Dan Saltzman care about, what makes him tick, and how can I and others support him as part of the collaborative way we do business. Well, for 10 years, Dan has been very clear in defining his priorities, and they are, you could put it on a bumper sticker, children, the environment, and watching the bottom line. I've heard endless chiefs of staff state it just that way. I've heard it from Dan. And what that means is while he has done a lot of work, he's come back to a core focus time and time again. And it was the great Mike Lindbergh, when I first joined this body, who said to me, pick three things that you care about, because if you start doing much more than that, you're going to spread yourself too thin. And Dan has been really focused on three things, which is why when the mayor went through the list of accomplishments, it's so long. Dan has been a great ally on issues I care about, and a couple times in the 10 years we've been on the other side of an issue. And I have to say publicly, I much prefer to be an ally because Dan is an immovable force when he sets his mind to something. And life is too short to be on the opposite side of a fight with Dan. It's much more efficient to find common ground and have the benefit of his relentless pursuit to getting to the finish line. I've said it before and I'll say it again. I think Dan is a model of a public servant in our community. He will be greatly missed by this council, and he will be greatly missed by me. And thank you, Dan, for your service.
Thank you, Nick. Appreciate that. My turn?
Your turn.
Okay. Hey, we even got Channel 30 to pan the crowd, so they know there's people here. Open signal, I should say. Anyway, I appreciate the honors, and I'm really glad I got a proclamation, got a day. But I just want to say, it's been a tremendous honor to serve Portlanders and to work alongside city employees for 20 years. And it really is hard to believe it's been 20 years. It's, in many respects, it's gone by so quick. But it's been my honor to call myself a city employee, to work alongside people who are very dedicated to the jobs that they do on behalf of Portland residents. And I know most people don't appreciate the hard work and dedication that many of us bring to our jobs, but I've seen it for 20 years inside and out. And I just want to say thank you to all city employees for allowing me to be a colleague of yours for some 20 years. And I think that, I appreciate in the proclamation acknowledging my family. I want to, thank my family, my sisters, Julie and Barb, my brother, Jeff, and my daughter, Adrienne, and also my partner, Liz Burns, very much for putting up with me these years. And I also want to thank my colleagues, past and present, for putting up with me, as I know I can be sometimes a little stubborn and maybe insistent on what I believe in. But I think, as Commissioner Fish just said, I think we expect no less of one another, to stand up for what we believe in and to work hard to get those results. So I'll just close by saying I've never been one who quotes people, but lately I've been quoting musicians in particular. And I will quote two musicians. One is the singer Jewel, who wrote a song that has a verse in it that, in the end, only kindness matters. And I think that's so true. We always need to remind ourselves to be kind to one another, to respect one another, and not be disrespectful or say things that are disrespectful about people. The other is the Grateful Dead. What a long, strange trip it's been. So thank you, and I'm very honored for this day. Thank you. And I'll miss you all.
So I don't know if it's an ancient tradition at Portland City Hall. If it's not, it's a new ancient tradition. Dan, would you please gavel us out?
We are adjourned for December 20th, 2018, and we are adjourned for the entire year of 2018. God bless.